Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Welcome along the Friday episode. We've got lots to get through, I think, Sam. Football, yeah. You said before we went on, there's been some football news.
There's been football going on.
Okay, we mentioned that, I suppose. Liverpool are the champions.
It's fantastically. For the city of Liverpool, I'm well and all. 30 years of emotion inside of me. Everything we've been through. The injustice, the hatred.
We've only won, in a 30 years, we've only won 15 trophies.
It was a dark day, and we were in a dark hole for so long, and then a wind blew through Chelsea last night, and blew the darkness away, and visions of King Kenny, Stevie G, Cara when he gobbed at that kid, all of the great moments. CVG falling on his arse against Chelsea in 2014.
Derek Hatton. Derek Acora.
A Labour councillor driving round Liverpool in a cab handing out redundancy notices.
Well, that
so many memories.
That should have shed some listeners. You know what, though? By Sunday, they're going to feel so empty because these things are fleeting.
I don't know what to do.
These things are fleeting. You know, these moments of triumph. I've had one or two with Sunderland, and then a couple of days later, you just feel flat. And then what? You know, start again?
In a way, I wish it had never happened.
Yeah.
All I would say is be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Because now I feel flat. I feel as flat as an Eccles cake.
Once you get to the top of the mountain, there's only one way down.
You're going to jump. Mind you, my sister went up Kilimanjaro for the charity thing, you know, for the kiddies hospital. And she got up and she said there were two ways down and one was quicker, but you had a higher chance of getting altitude sickness. And I was thinking about that the other day when I found myself at the top of this mountain, mentally.
Okay, that's covered that then.
It's not easy being scout, you know. You're a fucking cop.
This is why we only sold 62 tickets for Liverpool.
Listen, Scousers, well done. An amazing achievement. And I think they are... that no team has ever won it as early in the season with this many games left.
And as late in the season.
And also this late in the year.
Calendar.
So the earliest in the season, the latest in the year. Great pub quiz question.
That's
for
the
future.
Liverpool,
if pubs still exist, which they probably won't in the future. A great Zoom quiz question.
Which club? This is a really interesting one. Which club simultaneously won the league? Earliest in the season, but latest in the year.
That's one for the fucking twatty fact fans, isn't it?
Right, let's have a look at the prediction leg then, Sam. We'll date ourselves on that. It's FA Cup weekend, isn't it, coming up?
Waste of time.
Yeah. Not for Newcastle fans, though, because the Newcastle fans were looking forward to being one game away from a trip to Wembley. But obviously
one game from fucking Wembley, man, on a day fucking
Geordie
out down in London.
A journey pilgrimage to London and Wembley, but obviously it'll just be the team that goes. But they've got to get past Man City. But then again, that's, you know,
that might not be that hard at the minute. Man City are a bit
Newcastle are on quite good form. City are a bit vulnerable, right, especially in defence, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, prediction league. Can I just ask, are you rattling something?
Yeah, rattling a USB stick.
All right, okay, good. Prediction league for this week. Result bot got 3 points. You got 2 points, Sam. I got 7 points, Sam.
7 points? What did you get for?
Two correct predictions.
What were they?
Manchester United 3, Sheffield United 0, and Newcastle 1, Aston Villa 1.
Fucking
I'm
hell.
I'm on top of the league.
Yeah, you're so pulling away now. This is
I'm
a pull
on
away.
133, you're on 120. And results
you're putting daylight between us, aren't you?
Daylight now exists. It's got to be said, yeah. So there we
All
go.
Right.
Let's see what's on. I don't even know what's on this weekend. There's 4 matches on between... Oh, that's in the Premier League. Oh, this is so fucking confusing. Let's just predict everything, shall we?
Stuff that's going to happen. I reckon that there'll be a big COVID spike. I think that Matt Hancock may just do a Reggie Perrin, go missing, take himself out of public circulation.
What I didn't see. Did you see what the scenes were like at Anfield last night after the...
I saw a couple and they'd unfurled a flag and they were jumping all about in a car park.
It didn't look to be all that busy, not compared to Bournemouth Beach anyway.
Did you see King Kenny on his awkward Skype call with the lads? The
lads Sport.
At BT Sport.
Yeah, when his phone kept going off.
It was one of the strangest things I'd ever seen. Kenny Dalglish was slumped in his chair with a big Liverpool scarf on. And let's be honest, everyone, I'm a fan of King Kenny. Great guy. But, understandably, the bloke was pissed off his nut, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be? I mean, fair enough. Okay, so he's pissed. King Bantz himself. Yeah, I'm a bantankerous guy, but I also really know my stuff. And, more importantly than that, I'm really good pals with all of the footballers. They treat me as one of their own. That's right, I'm Jake Humphreys. Jake Humphreys was trying to, you know, do a little bit of insightful banter with King Kenny, but King Kenny's phone kept beeping with people going,
it was great.
I can't believe it, King Kenny, I'm crying my eyes out here. All the best, son. And Kenny just was too pissed to care.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, understandable, your phone's tweaking a bit. Not really a surprise after 30 years. And King Kenny's just looking back at him as if saying, what the fuck are you on about, you big, lanky streak of piss?
his home phone even went off at one point. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he couldn't give a fuck about that,
Who's ringing people on their home phones these days? What's that about?
But what was weird was, is that would have been someone like, that would have been one of the old guard, wouldn't it? It would have been like maybe
Alan Kennedy.
Yeah, Mulby. Is I thought, don't answer that. If it's the landline, it'll be Mulby. He calls it because he still thinks it's cheaper. He doesn't keep up. He thinks it costs £1 a minute to call a mobile.
He's got this thing. Every time I talk about him, he keeps telling me about this friends and family thing he's got. So it's cheaper after 6 p.m. Fucking ridiculous.
I mean, the man's got money. He's got several business interests in Denmark. He's not struggling for a pound note, but he's as tight as a bastard.
He's very big in waste management in Denmark, apparently.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
Maybe if he managed his own waste a bit better, he wouldn't look like such a fucking ox. You see, he was big enough in his playing days. Anyway... I mean, they say the Scotch are tight. They're nothing. If you compare them to the fucking Danes, it's incredible. anyway, they did a guard of honour. So you had Jake Humphreys, Joe Cole, Rio
Crouch,
Ferdinand.
Crouch was there, wasn't he, as well?
And Peter Crouch. But they were stood in a sort of guard of honour formation around the gigantic screen.
I thought it was just because that's how they had to stand because of the COVID.
Well, yeah, I mean, who knows what the reasons were for the bizarre choreography, but it was bizarre choreography around a massive screen, and it was like something from Blake 7. Flash Gordon.
Kenny was like the all-seeing eye, the Emperor, wasn't he? Kind of overseeing
the Wizard
them all.
Of Oz.
And they were just his minions.
And they all stood, and some of them didn't know when to speak. Also, I don't think Joe Cole said anything. Rio tried to engage in a bit of light banter, but Dalgleish was just sort of like swatting him away like a fly.
Yeah.
Listen, you boy. Hey. Yeah, you. Yeah, cunt.
Yeah. Who's on the fucking perch now? Who's on the fucking perch now,
you
cunt?
We're back on our fucking perch. Hey, you, big man. What's all this I heard about you going, you're going to become a boxer? That never materialised, did it? You shape bag. Get back in your box, yous. And you, Joe Cole. And I remember I signed you on a free. You did about 6 months of fuck all for us, right? How do you feel now? You've not got much savings. A cat got your fucking tongue, has it? This reminds me of when I went and fucking hunted down Kino on that beach and he hid in the sea.
Yeah, that was dead good. But did you see the footage of the Liverpool players all sat outside the hotel they were in watching the Chelsea
good,
Man City
it?
Game on a really small telly?
Yeah.
But it looked like it just looked like a car park of a travel lodge. I'm sure it wasn't, but it was just so bleak. But, you know, they did the job. You saw some of the footage.
It was quite
the
nice
inside.
Seeing it in down home, sort of naturalistic way like that. And, you know, them all celebrating with sincerity, because there's always a suspicion that today's football teams don't have that same camaraderie and passion about them as they did back in the old days. But it was nice to see them reacting in the way they did.
And then I saw, I think it was Andy Robertson and I think James Milner, they were on Match of the Day. But it was just nice. You know, it's nice to see players enjoying it and, you know, they've worked hard.
They're a proper band of brothers. And the thing is, it's a cliche, but you do need that to win
things. Well, Dalgleish said this. He goes, that's the secret, the solidarity. There's no big time Charlies in the team.
Exactly.
And that's exactly... That's why this podcast is such a success.
No big time Charlie. Well, exactly. That's why we had to sideline results spot a little bit.
Well, yeah. We don't hear much about him anymore, do we?
No, because he started to get a little bit too big for his boots.
Yeah.
But those are the tough decisions you've got to make when you're running a winning team. No, but I mean, Klopp is a band of brothers. There are no superstars. They're all down to earth. I suppose they're big stars, people like, you know, Van Dijk or Salah, but neither of them act that way. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Have we talked about The Last Dance? I think we have, haven't we?
We have,
like, Jordan was so... He cast such a shadow over the rest of the team, you know? That I think it was tough, but even in 2014 when they nearly won the title, you know, I think when Steven Gerrard, as good as he was there for so years, it was the Steven Gerrard show, wasn't it?
Mm.
In some ways,
yeah.
In some ways, they had to lose him to move forward.
Possibly, yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if is Klopp still living in Brendan Rodgers' house? Because he was for a while, wasn't he?
What, with Brendan Rodgers?
No, Brendan Rodgers moved out and he rented the house to Klopp.
Ah, okay.
And Klopp came in.
Nice.
So Rodgers will be taking his share of the glory, I imagine.
Well, listen, right. We recently did a podcast with Eamon Holmes interviewing Brendan Rodgers, and Brendan Rodgers was in his home, and we zoomed him. Whoa, it was like Scarface's house, mate. Everything was white. There was white leather sofas. There was ornate white plant pots. It was really like he was a fucking big time 80s coke villain.
Well, you know who the subject of that massive portrait on the wall in Brendan Rodgers' house is, don't you?
Brendan Rodgers.
It's Brendan Rodgers, of course.
Yeah.
It is,
yeah, he's got quite some rig. The Rodgers rig is fucking everything you'd want it to be and more. So I don't know if that's the sort of setup he left for Klopp, because that doesn't strike me as a Klopp would have been sort of much more. I think he would have had much more refined and understated tastes.
Yeah, I think so.
But
you know, as a housewarming gift, I think Rodgers will have commissioned and hung a portrait of Klopp. A giant portrait of Klopp on the wall. There you go, son.
Brendan, what's this? What do you think of this? It's a painting of you.
It's what we do. It's what we do around here.
It's important that every day you stare into your own eyes, but in oil paints, right? And you ask yourself the questions. Do I want to win? How much do I want to win? How am I going to win? These are the questions that men like us must ask, and we must ask it to a specially commissioned portrait of ourselves.
And then the final question, after I've won, when I get home, Chinese or Indian?
Depends on the performance.
sometimes we've kept our shape in a disciplined way and just nicked a goal on the break. Now that is a Chinese type
thing. That's a Chinese kind of like Chinese.
But when we've been playing just free, with spirit, with imagination, with freedom, that's when it's occurring. Mm. Prawn boona, onion bhaji,
the lot.
Garlic naan, pilau rice,
the
six
works.
Papadums, mango chutney, mint chutney, but not the one with the raw onions. It's just the chopped up onion. I can do that. You're charging me £2.50 for that. I can chop an onion myself at home. Ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm now gagging for an Indian.
I'm having an Indian tonight. It's Friday night. Indian house. We always have an Indian on Friday. I can't fucking wait.
There's a new Indian open close to me, and it's been opened by some fellas who own two well-reputed restaurants. They've now branched out into a takeaway, and the menu plopped onto my doormat yesterday, and they do what they describe as a five-course emperor's banquet.
Yes!
But, you know, this is the kind of thing that's normally just a Thursday and a Sunday. No, no, the emperor's banquet is available every night.
Do they deliver an emperor's banquet?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, mate. You've got to do this.
I've got to.
Before you order it for yourself, because you deserve it, get yourself some sort of emperor headwear.
I might do. I've got a yellow safety helmet. I could wear that.
Okay. Put that and then like stick something on it, like some a foil flower or something
like
that.
Fairy lights. Something like that,
And yeah, just make sure that you look the part, because if you're going to eat an emperor's banquet, you've got to feel like an emperor while you do it.
Here's what I might do. I might have it tomorrow night, right? Saturday night, because Sunday morning I've got to get up early. Sunday, Lidl, from whatever time it opens, they're selling hammocks for $34.99.
But do you need to buy a frame, or have you got two trees
comes with a frame.
How much did you say?
$34.99.
Fucking hell. Yeah,
and I tell you this, you try looking for hammocks online at the moment, you'll get nowt. Not around that price anyway.
My mate bought me a hammock a couple of years ago for my birthday, but it was just the hammock. There was no frame.
Nah, this has got a frame.
And he really built it up. I know this makes you sound ungrateful, but yeah, I've got, because he had one in his garden with a frame, and I'd lied in it when I was around his house, and I was like, this is the most comfortable experience of my entire life, right? Yeah. I couldn't stop talking about it. I said, I never want to get out of this. This is great. It's astounding. So then when my birthday came around a few weeks later, he was really big now. I was going, you wait till you see the present I've got you. It's going to blow your mind, right? Mm. And I didn't guess what it was. And it came, and it was just like, it looks like a Pack-a-Mac, because it's just like a drawstring bag with the hammock screwed up into a very tiny ball inside. And I went, what's this? At first I thought, what's he got me? A fucking Mac raincoat, right? And he went, it's a fucking hammock, mate. I was like, oh, amazing. And I said, so what do I tie it to? Because I don't have two trees in my garden that are
I don't know, whatever you want.
And he goes, yeah, you have to get, it was, he goes, yeah, you got to get yourself a frame. And then just fucked off. And I was like, what fucking use is this? Yeah, TTFN, dickhead. Get yourself a frame if you can.
Enjoy your hammock.
I wasn't going to fucking buy that. They're really dead pricey. Piss taker.
So, yeah, I'll see you all down Lidl at 10 o'clock on Sunday fighting over
after
the hammocks.
After you've had an emperor's banquet.
After I've had an emperor's banquet
Saturday
night. And
then you go home and sleep the old thing off in your hammock. Lovely stuff.
Yeah, unless I could get the hammock first, then the banquet on Sunday evening, couldn't I? And enjoy the banquet.
Just celebrate.
In the hammock.
Eating an emperor's... If you do eat an emperor's banquet in a hammock, please film it and post it online for us, or maybe live stream it on our Instagram account.
Might well do.
Jalapeño.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
You might have seen this, you might know it, but it's a picture of some men asleep, slumped over a rope,
And it, you might know this, Andy, but it says the lowest form of accommodation in Victorian England was access to bend over a rope for the night at the price of a penny.
Whoa!
Usually used by drunken sailors who had spent all their money drinking. It's said to be the origin of the term hangover.
Oh, how about that, hell, mate? Of course.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, I'll be on the rope again tonight. It's only a penny. Right? I'm like, fuck this,
on
mate.
On the rope.
It looks great. I could sell my house, right, in leafy southwest London suburb,
yeah,
pay off my mortgage, pay off any other little debts, right, and just get myself a lovely rope somewhere in the Cotswolds.
Of course, yeah. Tied between two trees next to your hammock.
Tied between two trees, right? Make sure there's a bit of shelter for, like, the wintry months,
don't
right?
Don't need a hammock.
Just need a fucking good rope. I could get a really good rope as well. Do you know what I mean? Once I've sold the house, yeah, I'll have the resource to, you know, a rope that's long enough for me and the kids and the cat to hang over.
Yeah.
You know?
Just a simple life, isn't it?
And I'd need a few bits and bobs, like, what would you need? Toothbrush, deodorant, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I could keep them. I was thinking I could keep that in the hollow of a tree, couldn't I?
Definitely. That's living all right, isn't it?
Oh, a rope. And you the should see this life. Picture. Just a man, there's all these men, and it looks so comfy. They just, like, get completely pissed, spend everything they've got apart from one penny, and then they turn up at the rope and go, here you go. And then they just slump, and you're that pissed, you just go straight to sleep, doesn't matter.
All nice and sleepy.
Oh, nice and sleepy on my lovely rope. I'll
simpler
post that
times.
Image later. So that's
simpler
good.
Simpler times, better simpler times.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We've had an email from John. He describes himself as Platinum IFS cunt, drummer and gentle cunt.
He
says, a few weeks ago, one cunt offered himself up to your band of service providers as your official drummer. Fair enough. But I've seen little evidence of any input from the cunt since. Whoa! So it got me thinking. He's doing a gazump here. He's a drummer gazumper.
Mm-hmm,
he says, please find attached to the demo I've done as potential accompanying drum part for your theme music.
Mm.
I stress in bold, he says, I stress this is not intended to replace the original much-loved theme, but could be there for you if you ever fancy a change, or dare I suggest for dramatic and rousing walk-on drums for live shows. Very good suggestion. My inspiration is the original drum part from the Sky coverage, but as I'm sure you'll agree, the rhythms are more inspired by, but undeniably different, so their lawyers can fuck off before they start thinking of coming after a share of the TFTM fortune.
He's pretty aggressive.
He says this is only a demo, so there's possibly a better version available. Let's have a listen to it, shall we?
It's bloody good, yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. This is it.
There it is.
It's really rousing. It's dramatic. And I think if we do replace the existing one with that, I think we'd be justified in doing so because it reflects how far we've come since we first launched this podcast, because it lends gravitas and production value. And when we started, we were just two guys with a microphone. Now, this is one of the biggest cultural phenomenon in the world, and
easily,
the least we need is some big fucking drums behind our theme tune.
I mean, now, for the very first time, I'm starting to think about stadium gigs, Sam. It never crossed my mind before until I heard that. That feels like the intro to a stadium gig.
Definitely, yeah.
Hello, Wembley!
Hello, dickheads!
Yeah. And then we'll do a song, then we'll do probably, I don't know, a whole lot of love or something. Or Kashmir.
Oh, yeah.
Something appropriate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good.
That sounds great. All right, well, so we're going to use that from now on, mate, but don't for a second think get anything from us.
No, obviously no, but he says that's just the demo, so if you want to do the proper version of it, John, send it in and we'll consider using it.
We're strongly interested in this. So that's good. I found another tweet that came that I saw yesterday that wasn't sent to us. I just saw it hanging around and I thought this is great, a great thing to alert the cunters to. Guy called Stu Nugent on Twitter. Mm. Goes under the title Crooked Nuts, right? Listen to this. Right. I found out the other day that penguin in Mandarin Chinese is literally business goose. And I haven't been able to think about anything else since.
and he posted a picture of a goose in a suit and tie. And I've checked this out, and it checks out, mate. The Chinese call penguins business geese.
Oh, yes. What kind of business are they doing?
Fuck it. Fuck knows.
Wow.
But, yeah, there you go. I've been telling as many people as possible about this.
Is that because penguins are, like, more organised, do you think?
No, they look like they're wearing suits, I think. They look like a goose that stuck a suit on.
That's because
the black,
fucking hell.
It looks like they're wearing a suit, doesn't it? I mean, if you think about it, that's why the penguin in Batman, that's what he was based on. Whoever created, whatever fucking complete dickhead created Batman, right, was thinking, right, I've got to think up a good buddy. I've got the fucking Joker, and he's just like an evil clown, right? But can't keep having him fight the same cunt every time. I've got to think of another one. Oh, I think I'll go up the zoo to try and just gather my thoughts a bit. And he's just been staring at a penguin. He went, how that cunt? A big fucking human penguin would be good, wouldn't he? He looks like an evil businessman, right? and that is what the penguin is. He's a geezer fucking suit, isn't he?
I can't get my head around this. Does this mean that the suit was invented before penguins were named? It must have.
Yeah. Maybe in China, they hadn't seen a penguin before the suit era.
Mm.
I don't know how common they are in China. But I tell you this much, right? like, Attenborough wasn't making all his fucking documentaries before the suit was invented. So let's say the suit was invented... I believe the modern suit was invented in, like, the 19th century.
It was 1862 by Sir John Suit.
By Sir John Suit. Penguins were invented many years before that by Sir John Penguin. And the Chinese didn't start seeing Attenborough's documentaries or that one about penguins. Well, there's The Penguins of Madagascar, which is one of our favourite films. And also that one, what's that one, March of the Penguins?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Morgan
That's quite
Freeman.
Recent though, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is all recent. The Chinese, they don't have penguins in China, right? They have them in the Antarctic. So the Chinese became aware of these things called penguins. They have geese. Mm. They're familiar with geese. And they've basically gone, look at that fucking goose in
geese
a suit.
Geese everywhere,
Look at that goose in a fucking suit. Business goose that they've got down in the Antarctic. Absolutely incredible. And that's what they've called it from then on. And the inventor of Batman had a similar idea.
Geese and penguins look nothing like each other. I'm struggling with this.
Well, because it's a white bird with an orange beak.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I like it. I like it. I'll accept it into my life.
But let's just not question it. Let's just from now on only call them business geese. And actually, if anyone's got other ideas for alternate literal names for animals, we're open to suggestions.
Yeah, definitely. We're open for any kind of content, to be honest. Would you like to hear an email which is entitled Great Grandad's Thieving Pet Raven?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. This is from Nathan. Heard the Hungarian crow story a while back, and it reminded me of a story my granddad used to tell me. His dad worked as the caretaker for the Hume Hippodrome in Manchester in the 1910s and 20s. Mm. He noticed that when the theatre cleared every now and again, he would stumble across some jewellery that some unfortunate olden times lady had dropped. Fast forward a bit, and the details were sketchy. My great-granddad acquires a raven. I don't know where or how. He would let the raven out into the theatre every night after the final show, and sure enough, due to their fascination with shiny stuff, my great-granddad soon had a big bowl full of jewellery in his office that kept him in the Boddingtons indefinitely. Resourceful people back in them days.
Lovely.
Good stuff, that. A scavenging jewellery raven. And he says also... In the early 60s, my mum got hurriedly invited round to her friend's house, only to find the friend's father had purchased a lion cub on his army tour of the colonies and brought it back for his daughter as a pet. Different times. Very much so indeed. So there we go. A pet raven.
We've had another offer of personal services.
Nice.
But this one's pretty high. This is pretty like blue chip stuff, man. Dear Andy and Sam, I'm using a burner email. Please don't mention my name. Following on from your discussions with your diversified farmer, Lewis Clare, and his issues with PayPal, don't remember that. I would like to offer my services as your personal PayPal specialist, Hunter, using my role as PayPal's UK sales director.
Yeah, I saw this.
for all your PayPal, financial and Space Bank needs. Rest assured that I have the keys and passwords for PayPal Space Bank and can potentially offer you riches beyond your wildest dreams, even more riches than ex-Somalian drug kingpin and diamond miner Doc could imagine.
Go on.
I also could help Pancho from the flats with setting him up with his own personal PayPal account to take the burden of his burgeoning internet shopping habit from Sam's shoulders. Keep it cunty, Nick. P.S. I have an ice cube in my mouth. Well, this is amazing. Do we believe him? He is who he says he is?
I've Googled him. I've Googled him. He checks out. Yeah, well, so, that's just someone's just took the name of the fella who's the sales director of PayPal
and sent an email. Tell you what, I've got to stitch up them lads. Have you heard that Top Light Time Machine? Couple of pricks, right? I've got a fucking great prank I'm going to do. Listen to this, right? I'm going to fucking pretend I'm the sales director of PayPal UK. Right? I've done some digging on LinkedIn. I found out his details. Ah, they will not know what fucking hit them. I mean, obviously, when I start chucking around job titles like that, those couple of pricks, their ears are going to prick up, aren't they? They're going to be interested, right?
Journalists.
I'll fucking lead them a merry dance for a few months, right? And then I'll just tell them, I've got nothing to do with PayPal, you pricks.
Well, Mr. PayPal, obviously we're not allowed to use your real name.
Sir John PayPal. Well,
if you want to Google sales director of PayPal UK, you'll find out his name. I mean, he's given that away, stupidly. If he wants to send us a photograph of himself holding up a piece of paper which says, by the way, I have an ice cube in my mouth, we'll then know that he's real because I've seen a picture of him online.
Yeah, and I also want you to hold a... I also want you to hold a copy of that day's newspaper. I'm not sure why, it just seems to be the MO of it's people happens, in these situations. It? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's exciting. Thanks for the offer.
We'll do some predictions, shall we, for the weekend, for the FA Cup and that. There's one Premier League game there to predict, which is Aston Villa versus Wolverhampton Wanderers. I'll go first on this one. I'm looking at 1-1 for this one.
I'm going to say it's a tough one. I think that it's going to... Yeah, I'm going to say 2-0.
2-2, okay. Next, FA Cup quarterfinals, Norwich versus Manchester United.
Norwich Man U, I think that's going to be Norwich 0, Manchester United 2.
Yeah, I will go for Norwich 1, Manchester United 2. Results, but of course, for all of these, says 1-0. Onwards, Sheffield United versus Arsenal. I'll go first. Tough one. I think that Arsenal will prevail by 2-1.
I think Arsenal will win 2-0. Sheffield United's form has gone to shit.
It's gone
as you rightly
up,
said
it?
On the last show, and it's continued since you said that.
Massively tits up.
Yeah.
That's momentum for you. Once you've lost it, you're fucked. Leicester versus Chelsea. What do you think about that one?
Leicester versus Chelsea will be a good game. I actually fancy Chelsea this. I thought Chelsea were incredible last night. I'm really worried that that's West Ham's next game because we're already on a bad run.
Uh-oh.
And I think because everyone was focused on it being Liverpool winning the league, that you forgot that to beat Man City 2-1 is a fucking really great result. And Chelsea look very good. I'm going to say 2-1 Chelsea.
2-1 Chelsea. I think Leicester will win this 1-0. I think Chelsea might be spent after last night's efforts.
Maybe, yeah.
Newcastle versus Manchester City is the final one. I will go for a comfortable 3-0 win to Manchester City.
I'll say 2-0 Man City.
2-0 Man City. There we go. The predictions are now all locked in. Anything else we need to add to this one? I've got another email that's just come in while we've been recording this, so I'll read it out. Yeah. It's from Dave Bloom. Bullshit story from a mate. He told me he was working as a private investigator working on a drug case involving a McDonald's in Sydney. He went undercover as part of the maintenance team and they said they were selling the drugs and giving them out in McDonald's bags in the drive-thru. It's all right, I suppose. Probably shouldn't have bothered reading that one. It's okay. Yeah, thanks, Dave.
All right, well, someone says...
Someone.
Don't, when he says, "Please, all right, lads, please don't read my name out, as this could get me battered," as he says. So he wants us to refer to him only as Frankie Three Toes. There's an eccentric bloke in Leicester called Tim Price. He changed it by deed poll to annoy telemarketers. Amazing. He's been putting banners with bizarre slogans on the outside of his house on a main road. It's been happening for years. He's recently become best friends with Charles Bronson, actively campaigns for Bronson's release in Leicester City Centre. Luckily, he's combined these two passions into a YouTube video, so I can keep this email short and sweet. Here's a video montage of the banners narrated by a Charles Bronson voicemail. Wow.
Blimey.
P.S. I have an ice cube in my mouth, he says. Right. Okay, so the first one that you can see on the outside of his house is Jealous Jeff and Mucky Mandy's engagement do is cancelled. next one says, we want a page 3 in the Leicester Mercury. Hang on, I've got to just go back. We want a page 3 in the Leicester Mercury, says Ivor Stiffy. Dear God, please make Tony Blair fuck off forever. Peppa Pig is a hero. These are massive, massive banners on the front of a terraced house. On the side of a van, he's written, Keith Faz is a knob. We the people respectfully request that Kate Middleton... Oh, I did this. Kate Middleton gets her baps out for the boys. Smiley emoji. Fried eggs, Frida refused boob job on NHS. I want big titties, says Frida. Yeah, so I haven't got the volume on. Let's listen.
We'll tweet that out, I think.
The sky's the limit. The sky's the limit.
We'll tweet that out.
That was notorious Britain's most dangerous prisoner, Charles Bronson, narrating these weird and wonderful banners that this nutter in Leicester puts on the front of his house. What a wonderful man. I think this man in Leicester, what's he called again? Tim something. Yeah. That goes back to us talking about penguins earlier. Tim Price could be a gentleman of honour. Oh, yeah, just briefly, my best mate's back over. He's been living in Dubai for years. He's pretty mad. He's Steve Jones's son.
Right.
He was round last night. Apparently, Steve Jones is hosting quite a lot of Zoom quizzes at the moment, and is available if we wanted him to do a Top Flight Time Machine one, which is worth discussion.
I think it is.
We were talking about penguins, and I said to him, "What's your favourite penguin?" And he said, "Blue." And it's obvious, isn't it? Blue was always the best one. Well, I just wondered what your thoughts were on that, Andy.
Red. Red's my favourite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
So you go red first, then blue?
Of course, yeah, every time.
Then what, yellow, then green?
Green, then yellow.
Yeah, you don't see them around as much anymore, do you?
Nah, the yellows are a bit citrusy.
I might buy a packet later. So that's it, just wanted to cover off penguins.
Well, as we'll add the stuff onto the Twitter very quickly before we go, been re-listening to old episodes of TFTM, says Chris. Got to the episode called Ridley Scott's Hand Dryer from 2018. Mm. Vaguely remember that, yeah. In it, you described Mr. Poshgas, a light purple cloud with a top hat. He was a football mascot. So I knocked together a picture of him. I even added a monocle, but that's where my skills end. Chris says, there's no point to this, but enjoy. And it's very good. We'll tweet it out. I like Mr. Poshgas.
Sign up to the newsletter. I'm promoting that at the moment. Go to our website, tftimemachine.com. You can sign up to our newsletter there. We try to get it out at least once a fortnight. And all this stuff that we discuss on the shows, anything visual or stuff, funny stuff that's been tweeted to us, video clips, recommendations, links, all in there.
You often also
get the odd link or discount code for merch and stuff like that.
Can I request Mr. Poshgas range of T-shirts, please?
Mr. Poshgas may be in the T-shirts. We've got some other good ideas for T-shirts soon, including P.S. I have an ice cube in my mouth. I can't remember what the others were. Predict. Anyway, so check out the newsletter. Sign up today for all of that stuff. It's full of great fun things. Like, for instance, another thing that was sent to us by a regular Cunter contributor, Sebastione or something, his name is. I'll credit him in the newsletter so he doesn't feel left out. But he's done, in reference to my struggles with Xerox and cancelling my contract with them, Right. He's done a reimagining of the Godfather poster, but he's called it the photocopier. And it says underneath, an offer you can't refuse and a contract you can't get out of. So that is very funny. Thanks for that. I'll put that in the newsletter as well. I'll try and get that out today.
Okay. There you go. That's it then, I think. Enjoy your weekend, cunters, if you can. Take the FN.
All the best. Take care now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.